The Gemara Masechta Menachas Daf Tes Vav Mabez, in trying to prove a point regarding Pigel, quotes a Mishnah, a Braisa, that speaks about Maisa Be'echot Shezora. There was somebody came and planted Karma Shel Chaveris Mada. He went and planted a vegetable in his friend's in the vineyard. And the question is it klayim that would prohibit the grapes? Bach Mais Lefnei Chachamim. So this question was posed to the Chachamim. V'asra says Roim. They said that these vegetables that were planted here are klayim. V'tiras Gafanim, but they said that the vineyard, the grapes, are still mutter. V'mai. So they asked the Gemara, how can we understand this halacha? Lema kavachomer hu, shouldn't we say the following kavachomer? Ma ha'oiser, the grapes, the vineyard, is what creates kloim. So if the vineyard is not oser, habol la'esav lo oser, so then the vegetables, which are a lower level, and it didn't shlo yisoser, answers the Gemara that there is a totally different situation. Hachi hash the hosam. The only time we have klayim midaraisa is by canvas for luf. And the reason canvas for luf are different than all other things that are grown is because they are choshev. Some say that they have grapes, they're berries like grapes. And therefore, some say it stays in the ground a long time. That's the only time when you have kaloyim with the rice, asu taira. As, however, Bishaz Roim says the Gemara, midrabanan asira, only asu midrabanan. So says the Gemara, haida of asura. So since this whole situation is only in Issa d'Rabbanan, comments the Gemara, the Haida of Asura, the one that did this, the person who planted the vegetables, him, Kansur Rabbanan. Haida loved Asura, but the one that didn't do the Isur, loy Kansur Rabbanan. But, and therefore it's unique. But in other situations, maybe indeed, we say, Lema, we say the Kavachimer, that the Nesar, the thing that becomes Osir, cannot be treated more strictly than the Osir. The Ramah in Hilchas Pesach, Oyrechaim Simen Tuf Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, says that the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz is not to eat kidneyous beans on Pesach. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav gives two reasons. One is because sometimes in the kidneyous there is mixed in different flour, different grains, which of course is a serious issue on Pesach. And another reason the Mishnah Berurah explains, because beans could be milled into flour. You could have a bean flour. And a person seeing a bean flour would not recognize that this is not regular flour. And therefore, there's a minig not to eat in Ashkenaz kidney is on Pesach, and the Shari Tshuva, in fact, in Sif Katan Aleph, takes a very strong position. Hamekel, if somebody is lenient with this minhag, who pirates gather. So many years ago, the question came up regarding cottonseed oil. Is that included in the minhag of not eating klayim on Pesach? And the Michas Yitzchak and Shalos Tshuvas Michas Yitzchak Chel Gimel Simen Kuf Lamed Ches Ois Beis uses our Gemara to try to discuss the Shaila. He says that the Rambam in Hilchas Kloyim Perik Hey Halacha Tes says Hakanvus Vakanris Vitzemagefen Harein Kishamine Irakis ומקדשים בקרן קדים מרכב ירוקס פעילם. So the Rambam says that we have a din of klein, as the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam already at the beginning of this perek said the canvas is kale keren. Why does the Rambam speak about it twice? So the Michas Yitzchak says that our Gemara is very clear that canvas is klayim. The canvas was used as one of the three zroim, which are klayim midaraisa. Whereas the Mishnah in Masechta Klayim Perakei Mishnah Ches brings a machlokes Rabbi Tarfon de Chachamim if canvas is klayim midaraisa. So the obvious pshat that one would suggest that our sugya follows the opinion of the Chachamim, not of Rab Tarfon. But the Michas Yitzchak actually claims that there are two types of canvas. He says, when in Perek Sheni Masech the Klayim, it's mentioned that everybody agrees the canvas is Klalei Kerem, that's something called by the Rambam Kruya. Whereas in Machloikis Rab Tarfon Chachamim, the Rambam calls it something that's called Kanab. So now we could understand the Rambam. The Rambam, who speaks at the beginning of the Perek about canvas, when he speaks about Luf, he's talking about the canvas that was mentioned in Perek Sheni Masech the Klayim, that everybody agrees is Klayim Midaraisa. And then when he speaks of, at the end of the Perek, about Klayim, that's the Klayim that were the subject of the Machlokes Reb Tarfon Chachamim, and the Rambam is paskening like the Chachamim, that it's Klayim. So, it turns out, says the Michas Yitzchak, that the canvas that is mentioned, which is the subject of the Machlokes, is a type of linen . It's a type similar to cotton, says the Michas Yitzchak, that since the Trumas Hadeshin says that on Pesach one is allowed to have oil of linen oil, flax oil, poppy seed oil, and canvas, so it seems that you're allowed to use the oil. You're allowed to have hanah, but you're not allowed to eat it. So that raya, says the Michas Yitzchak, that cottonseed oil, which is put into the same category as flaxseed oil, is considered kippis. Therefore, in that shuva, the Michas Yitzchak takes a stricter approach. It's interesting, however, that the Michas Yitzchak also has a tshuva, a much shorter tshuva, on the subject, in Chelek Dalid, Simen Kuf Yud Dalid, discussing the Shail of Kitnis. We're there, even though in this lengthier tshuva, he takes a stricter approach, and that tshuva, he says that many people are machmer on cottonseed oil, but he says that that's only on the cotton. But he does say that could be that the cottonseed oil will not be considered kidneys. So he takes sort of a more lenient approach in that tshuva. It's also interesting to point out that there's a marsham, a very big chiddush in the marsham, that the marsham says that the entire, and this is a Masham, Mashal Sachuas Masham, Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, that says that whenever we speak about kitnius, it doesn't include oil. That the minig was only on the actual kitnius, or if, even if they're ground up, if they're milled, but not regarding the oil which is extracted from the kidneys. Most poskim don't agree with that kula, but it's something to be taken into consideration. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and Shas tshuvas Igros Moshe Or Chaim Chel Gimel Simen Samach Gimel, and Rav Moshe in that tshuva, the tshuva that Rav Moshe speaks about is peanuts, and the question is peanuts considered kidneys? And Rav Moshe says that in the litter where he came from, the minig was to eat peanuts on Pesach. But the issue Rav Moshe addresses is a much more fundamental issue that Rav Moshe takes up in that tshuva. And that is Rav Moshe's position on kidneys, is that kidneys is only a minig. And only what was included in the minig is included, and what was not included in the original minig, even if one can make a strong argument that it should maybe be considered kidneys, we can't include it in the minig. And Rav Moshe's raya is the famous raya that potatoes certainly should maybe be considered something which is kidneys, because potatoes can, as many people indeed do, make potato starch, which looks exactly like flour. Yet many people use potatoes and potato starch on Pesach. Why? Why can't we say it looks exactly like flour? You can make cakes and different foods out of it. The answer is, says Rav Moshe, what was in the minig is in the minig, and what's not in the minig is not in the minig. And actually, I found a tshuva from the Klausenberg Rebbe in the Shas Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv, Or Chaim Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, that takes the same approach, that kidneys is a minig, and we don't expand on the minig more than what was originally in the minig. Therefore, the Paiskim take a much more lenient position, and many Paiskim allow cottonseed oil in Pesach. I saw that even Rav Chaim Brisker held that cottonseed oil is not included in the minig of kidneys.